Hi, I'm Jeff McLean. I'm Professor of Law at Victoria University of Wellington. I'm also the editor of the New Zealand Law Reports. Every day I get to talk about the law. I'm with my colleagues and my friends and for lots of other interesting people around Wellington, around New Zealand and around the world. This series is designed to highlight all the fascinating, interesting, diverse things that are happening in the New Zealand legal scene almost on a daily basis and literally in many respects happening right outside the window as we talk from our headquarters, the old government buildings in Wellington. This podcast series is going to be called Vex in the Law. So just to clarify why we chose that name, why we chose Lex. Well, Lex is obviously the old Latin word for law, but in New Zealand now, it's taken on a different meaning given to it by Justice Joe Williams in his seminal paper, Lex Aotearoa, in which he posits creation of a new legal system in Aotearoa, New Zealand, based on an amalgam of Kupe's law, the original law of New Zealand, settler law, the common law that I most know about, and he posited the third, a synthesis of the two. And that's what we think is going on at the moment, and that's why we wanted to give a hat tip to Justice Joe and his idea of fusing the best of different traditions to create a unique law in Aotearoa, New Zealand. The second word is law, and this is the law, L-O-R-E, rather than L-A-W. And the reason we chose that for our podcast was because that represents the best of what we think is interesting about the law, not just what the doctrines are or what the judges have said, or what Parliament says in particular statutes, particular provisions or regulations, but also all that other stuff that surrounds it, the gossip, the intrigue, the differences, the debates, and the coffee. That's what we want to focus on as we talk about stuff. A big feature of this podcast, hopefully, will be that development of the new legal system which we see all around us in Wellington at the moment. This fusing of legal cultures. What we're going to do is every second or so episode, we'll have a special guest who will come in and talk with us about a particular subject of theirs, maybe a research interest, maybe a case that they're interested or they've been involved with, piece of legislation that's going through. But we'll also hopefully be able to reassemble, as we've reassembled for this little snippet, the panel that was part of the progenitor of this particular podcast, the Legal Lowdown on the Lockdown podcast that we ran from our own homes during the lockdown and our efforts to deal with COVID-19. So I'm joined here with the three other people who will be regular commentators, I hope, in this podcast going forward.
Kia ora, I'm Dr. Nessa Lynch. I'm an associate professor here in the faculty, and it's great to be back with the team. So being here in person is so nice compared to zooming in for more spare rooms. So I'll be continuing to look at the criminal law aspects. So that will probably piece together some big cases that are before the courts, but also my interest is very much in, I suppose, the law reports, discretion, youth justice, police action. So I'll be hoping to continue my discussion. So I suppose just foreshadowing some of the issues that I'll be discussing in the next couple of weeks. I think there was a really interesting case, a very, very tragic case in the High Court in Invercargill yesterday involving the murder of a child by another child. And this really brings up something that I've been researching for a long time, which is the sent of children for murder and the application of the manifest injustice standard in New Zealand. So I think it was interesting to see some of the public commentary on this case, people actually being quite surprised that children would get a life sentence even for such a terrible crime. So that would be something that I'll be interested in discussing over the next few weeks.
Namihi Nui, I'm Dr. Eddie Clark, a lecturer here at the Law Faculty. And my interests are typically in judicial review narrowly and administrative law more broadly, and particularly how the courts in those areas of law feed into questions of democracy and accountability. And there's been a lot of interesting questions about that throughout COVID-19, and now we get to a slightly different phase with that. Some of the more regular questions about that have started appearing and becoming relevant again, a couple of things that I've noticed in the past few weeks and might comment on when I have the chance on this podcast include Winston Peters has taken an appeal of his loss in the High Court on privacy invasions. There's really interesting questions of what the extent of the no surprises policy in government is and whether it's appropriate that all our private information can be given to ministers when it relates to their portfolio. We also saw earlier this week rejection of an attempt to relitigate his dismissal by the former Auditor General, Martin Matthews. He failed to get the Offices of Parliament Committee to have another look at his situation. And I think why he thought they should and why he was dismissed in the first place is something that's really interesting to look at. And I look forward to the opportunity to talk to you about that more in a couple of weeks.
Kia ora koutou, my name is Dr. Dean Knight, I'm an associate professor here, and I guess I'm interested in really the whole shebang of public and government law. So you probably hear me ranting across the range of constitutional law, administrative law, judicial review and local government, but really in doing that, what animates me and what brings me to this conversation is an interest in thinking about the people, the conversations, the culture and the norms that are in play in those different contexts, because for me, the things that I'd like to explore are, you know, how the different voices of the different branches of government, the different norms that we use to hold the actors to account, and the way that starts to feed into a culture of governance or a constitutional tikanga. And a broader question of, you know, what's this New Zealand way of doing government and governance? So always up for some wide-ranging conversations from our coffee houses and our corridors. So we look forward to inviting you into that, whether it's about the legality of temporary busways or pavements on one hand, or caretaker conventions in central government.
So thanks, guys. Hopefully that gives people who are listening to this an indication of what we're going to be doing in this podcast going forward. The first episode is going to have a very special guest, our wonderful colleague, Marmarie Stevens, is going to come and talk with me and maybe some others about the recent hearing in the Peter Ellis appeal, which Dean and I were present at, as well as Marmarie, last week. This extraordinary day, not just because of the rather fraught history of the Ellis case itself, but also because of the rather stunning advocacy on both sides, not so much about the guilt or innocence of Mr. Ellis, that wasn't actually an issue in this hearing, but the issue about whether his appeal can continue even though he died after the grant of the leave to appeal to the Supreme Court. What was remarkable about that case was that Justice Joe, in a previous hearing, had invited submissions as to how tikanga would affect the court's decision as to whether that appeal should continue or not. And many of us were struck by how remarkable that question was, but I'm still struck and my head is still spinning a lot about what was said in the Supreme Court last week, that really there is no question, as we'll discuss with Marmarie next week, that there is a new developing approach of the New Zealand courts that is much more open to tikanga, not just in cases involving only Maori or Maori customary interests, but really in cases involving everybody in New Zealand. That it's the beginning, that case, perhaps that hearing, of a completely new New Zealand jurisprudence. And that's maybe what we'll start off discussing with Marmarie when next we meet. So hopefully that's interesting enough for you to press the subscribe button. We hope to make it exciting. We're very enthusiastic about discussing law. We hope to bring you along that journey with us. So cheers and look forward to having you listen in the future.